You talk about revolution against food waste, and you say that it has already begun. How big and how serious problem food waste really is if we consider it globally?
It is huge. I would say at the moment, 1/3 of every world's food supply, it is wasted. And at the same time, we have about 1 billion people who are starving. So basically all the food waste in the world can feed every starving child, man and woman on this planet. So it is staggering. And we cannot continue that because we're getting more and more people on this planet and more people need more and more food, and we need to produce more and more food. And at the moment we're producing about 40% for the trash. So we need to stop wasting food on every level. That is why I'm really, really happy to see this wonderful event here today and people who are really involved in that, because we need to raise awareness about it.
Is this your first time in Finland?
It's my third time in Finland. It's lovely to be back.
Selina Juul kertoo, että tällä hetkellä jopa kolmasosa ruoasta menee suoraan roskiin, vaikka kaikki nälkää näkevät melkeinpä voitaisiin silläkin ruokamäärällä ruokkia, ja tilanne on hälyttävä, ja ruoan hävittäminen ja roskiin heittäminen pitäisi kokonaan lopettaa. YK:n tilastojen mukaan yli 900 miljoonaa ihmisistä kaikista maailman 7 miljardista kärsii nälästä. Due to the statistics of United Nations, over 900 million people out of the whole of 7 billion people of our planet suffer from hunger. What is the concrete thing? What do we do wrong?
Oh, we do a lot of things wrong. And you know what? The thing is, we cannot just point out and say, well, it's the fault of the supermarkets, or it's the fault of the producers of food or the consumers, because we are all, you know, it's like Mann Arpen today, united against food waste. We need to be united against food waste. Because, you know, at home, as consumers, we tend to buy too much. And sometimes, you know, we just stack the food in the back of our fridges and forget to use it up, and suddenly we just throw it away. Supermarkets, they always need to have the fresh food. Also, you know, it's like 5 minutes to closing time, so that's why they need to throw a lot of food away. Restaurants and canteens and hospitals, oh god, there's a lot of food waste there. And also, you know, sometimes in the production stage, you have, you know, sometimes you have like 30-40% of the harvest that is basically dumped because the apples are, you know, too ugly, or the cucumbers are too bendy, or the carrots are too weird. What we did in Denmark, because, you know, we've been, you know, doing the work for like 6 years, and really we kind of actually changed the entire food system also in Denmark, and we helped Coop, which is one of our biggest supermarket chains, to introduce the wonky carrots in the shops. So, you know, as a consumer, sometimes don't go after, you know, the perfect fruits and vegetables. Sometimes it's a good idea just to say, hey, I want the wonky carrot, I'll just take it. So, I mean, we can help to stop this problem, but it is our, you know, everybody's responsibility.
Kun kysyin Selinalta, että mitä me oikein teemme väärin, niin hän kertoi siitä, miten syy ei ole pelkästään kauppojen tai teollisuuden, vaan syy on yksinkertaisesti siinä, että me ostamme liikaa ruokaa, joka jää sitten mätäneen jääkaapin ja kaappien pohjalle. Ja hän kertoo siitä, miten Tanskassa on tehty jo 6 vuoden ajan töitä ruokahävikkiä vastaan systemaattisesti, ja kaupatkin ovat siihen lähteneet mukaan ja tehneet erilaisia projekteja ja ohjelmia, että millä tavoin esimerkiksi vähän hassun näköisiä porkkanoita on myyty. Mutta Miss Selina Juul, is it about the law? Could changing laws change our attitudes, or is it about changing our attitudes?
I would say it's about changing our attitude. Of course, you can do something with the law, or for example, we have the use by best before dates, and right now in Denmark we have it's called minced halvbart till, which is, you know, quite not understandable, and I know the minister is trying to change that to a best before date, so people can understand more about what those dates are, so they're not confused. But again, it is very much about the changing the mentality, and it starts with the consumer, it starts with yourself, basically, because, you know, use your food up instead of just buying something new, and use portion sizes instead of, you know, cooking too much, and use leftovers. A lot of people, they say, oh, leftovers, you just don't want to eat them, but basically, you know, if you eat leftovers, you save food, you save money, you save food waste, and you get more time with your family, so it's a win-win situation.
Selina kertoo, että laillakin voidaan, tai lakimuutoksilla voidaan vaikuttaa, mutta ennen kaikkea ihmisten täytyy muuttaa omaa ajatteluaan. Eli edelleenkin ei ostaa liikaa ruokaa, käyttää tähteitä hyväkseen, kun ruokaa valmistetaan ja niin edelleen. Now you're visiting Finland here in Helsinki and Nordic countries. We could, or at least think that for now we're doing well, considering hunger or economic problems. How do you see our future? Should we be leading the change of using the food we eat more properly? How do you see the role of Nordic countries in the development in the future?
I would say that Nordic countries are quite good at, you know, not wasting food. Of course, we are not holy, and there are a lot of, you know, we're failed as well, but we are getting better and better at not wasting food. And we can also, you know, help the developing countries as well. Our knowledge and our, you know, what we can do here can actually help people on the other side of the planet. So what am I doing? Actually, yesterday we had a huge press release in the media. I am creating not only Denmark's but the world's first think tank against food waste. And I released a press release yesterday, and we had, you know, a lot of, you know, stakeholders from the industry and the minister for the environment saying this is a very good idea. So now we are gathering all people, not only from the Nordic countries, but from the entire world, all the experts, all the stakeholders, and creating this organization so we can, you know, pull the things into a right direction. There are a lot of knowledge already, but it's not, you know, gathered. So now we are gathering it so we can basically have some really good results.
So we're using global power.
Yes, exactly.
Selina Juul kertoo, että Pohjoismaat toimivat ruokahävikin suhteen jo suht oikein, mutta he ovat juuri eilen julkaisseet uuden maailmanlaajuisen ruokahävikkiä vastustavan think tankin, eli tämmöisen ajatushautomon perustamisesta, ja tätä toimintaa tukee muun muassa Tanskan ympäristöministeri, ja Selina kertoo, että maailmanlaajuisella tietojen ja toiminnan yhdistämisellä voidaan oikeasti saada muutosta aikaan.